Church closures and new projects bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Learn the new challenges facing Indonesian church planters in a moment. And then a new partnership leads to kingdom growth. Stick around to find your place in this story. First, a recent forced church closure on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia is raising some questions. Are the regulations for churches a masked form of legalized discrimination against Christians? Executive International Director for FMI Bruce Allen says, either way, the church closure trend is disturbing. So, what are the regulations leading to the church closures?
One of the rules is that the church must have a membership of at least 90 people in order to gather. And to establish a place of worship, it must be approved by at least 60 non-Christians in the village. So not only do you have to have a fairly large core group of Christians in the village, which we have to remember, Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim majority nation. Most of the people in any given village are typically Muslim. So to reach that threshold of 90 is very difficult.
But most FMI-supported churches number between 25 and 50 people.
In all practicality, that's a very difficult minimum number for a church to reach.
Pray for the church planters and their congregations in Indonesia to have perseverance and creativity in their work, and pray for good relations in their community. In other news, you probably remember hearing about faith denials this summer from Christian celebrities like author Josh Harris and Hillsong member Marty Sampson. If you work with young people, Doug Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says you need to keep this event in mind.
It's an already spiritually skeptical generation, and the enemy knows that. I've worked with young people my entire life, believers, unbelievers. A lot of times young people are kind of the most vulnerable to the collapse of a hero. So if you want to disillusion the older generation, bring down someone like a pastor or a big radio personality. But if you want to disillusion the younger generation, have it be one of these heroes, especially ones that they follow maybe on social media, on Instagram.
Celebrity faith denials can be a challenge for youth ministry, but they can also be an opportunity.
Stick to Jesus. Anyone who loved me enough to die for me will never do me wrong. If we are going to be discipling and trying to help these young people that are really disillusioned, we've got to constantly direct worship and loyalty and trust away from the messengers and to the man who is the message, to the man who hung on the cross.
And reaching every home with the gospel in 20 years, one book at a time. Ambitious, yes, but World Missionary Press has joined forces with Every Home for Christ to make it a reality. Every Home for Christ provides the outreach, and World Missionary Press supplies materials. They call it the Oikos Initiative, explains Helen Williams.
When it came to implementation and introducing it to their people, they wanted World Missionary Press to be involved in those discussions. They told us we're going to need more material, and we're going to need it on a continuing basis. It's a deep relationship and one that we both treasure. It's developed over the years, and as they reach into more places and as they stretch themselves, we are right behind them with the seeds to sow and the tools to help.
20 years is a long time to supply materials, but World Missionary Press is already delivering. These materials are printed in hundreds of languages.
I get emails almost every day from one of them around the world saying, okay, when is our next shipment coming? We are down to not having much to use, and we've got people waiting, and so it's a big challenge, but it's great to be part of. The scriptures are very clear that if we don't have that vision, if we don't have God's heart, that the harvest will not be reaped as it should, and we believe that the harvest is there and ready.
Consider coming alongside and supporting the Oikos Initiative. If you can't help financially, pray for the safety of the staff, for the machinery, and the volunteers who are distributing the materials, and pray that hearts will be open to the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.